like the feel of the brush.
VPK student John Singh is listening to a story about an injured sea turtle in his classroom on the University of North Florida campus. After the story, kids get to touch real human x-rays. John's holding
a leg.
Leg? How can you tell?
Because awesome. Right there.
What else does that look like?
This is his leg.
Uh-huh.
John is halfway through his first year of free school, funded by the state, and he has no idea how much lobbying and controversy goes on outside these walls. This month, Florida lawmakers defunded a VPK student evaluation tool called Teaching Strategies Gold and stopped requiring its use. Mahareen Mian, UNF's VPK director, says using the tool took up a lot of teachers' time.
One of the things that I guess I personally feel like is it takes the teachers away from the children, because the whole idea...
Teachers had to maintain detailed documentation.
The social, emotional, physical, cognitive...
Language, math, literacy. Teachers must track 10 categories of development and several subcategories for each student. Some of the documentation is cut and dry.
Can they jump? Can they move from place to place?
But other categories require documenting student behavior with cameras.
Okay. So you see John, while playing in the sandbox, he and another child were using the watering can. And
she's
so you
pulled
just
up a photo of John on her computer. Okay. Underneath the photo, she's written a paragraph describing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. So he was interacting with his peers, and then he was thinking symbolically. And the teachers literally have to stay on top of it all year round because there's no downtime.
Teachers must evaluate each student 3 times during the year. Next year, though, teachers won't have to use the tool anymore. But Mian says it's actually really informative. She says her VPK is lucky enough to be able to continue using it voluntarily.
It's very helpful because it tells you where your child is. It tells you what they need to work on. It gives you, in a snapshot, you can tell where the child is.
But she says the time and resources to do the evaluations aren't available at every school. If the state gave more per-student funding or paid for iPads to conduct the program, that would help. Susan Main, director of the Early Learning Coalition of Duval County, agrees.
Gives the teacher a real holistic look at the child.
More so than the assessments VPK kids will still have to take, she says. The Early Learning Coalition oversees Duval's 406 VPKs. Main says most centers will probably opt out of learning strategies, but she plans to support those that still want to use it. At the same time, she's happy with new funding VPKs can use in other areas. Parents will be able to get a free child developmental assessment and follow-up assistance if the child isn't on track. There's also more funding for scholarships so teachers can get more training.
Get a higher degree, possibly get an AA or a BA.
But Governor Scott vetoed $500,000 for a Duval pilot program that could have been implemented statewide to measure the quality of VPKs. Florida is one of a handful of states that doesn't use a statewide quality rating system. Scott says he vetoed the money because many communities have their own quality rating systems already. Lindsay Kilbride, WJCT News.